In the Catholic Church, today's youth are considered extremely important as they present the future of the faith community, bringing fresh perspectives, vitality, and enthusiasm, making it crucial to actively engage and nurture their faith to ensure the Church's continued growth and relevance. The Catholic Church is facing a crisis of faith among young people. In recent years, there has been a steady decline in the number of young people who identify as Catholic, and those who do remain often have a weak understanding of their faith. If we want the Church to thrive in the years to come, we need to find ways to reach out to young people, help them to cultivate a better understanding of what it means to be a disciple of Jesus Christ, and give them the tools for how to do it. With Blessed Carlo Acutis being raised to the altars, not just a saint, but as a millennial saint, this couldn't have come at a better time. I believe that the good Lord raised Carlo Acutis to the altars as a means to inspire and motivate the youth that holiness is indeed possible at a time when it seems that the world has gone completely astray. Our young people deserve better. They deserve to know that sanctity is possible at any age and in every age, including ours. They deserve to know about and to be inspired by a holy youth like Blessed Carlo. At a time when excessive screen time is a worry for parents of teenagers, Carlo is a great example of someone who used modern technology to good effect without wasting time or being distracted. During the autumn of 2004, he accepted the responsibility of being deputy catechist, accompanying candidates for First Communion and Confirmation. During that time, Carlo used his skills to update and develop the websites and communication platforms of his parish and school, opening up new ways to evangelize and share the good news using new media. Not being naive about the dangers of the internet, he warned his fellow students about the evils of pornography that hypnotize its victims and dehumanize both its producers and consumers. He gently but firmly counseled his fellow students about the importance of the will and the capacity to master it with God's grace. For Carlo, information technology must be seen for what it is, a tool to share good news, to connect, and to do good. In this regard, he is a role model for young people and indeed for all of us of how to use technology without being manipulated or controlled by it. Without a doubt, I strongly believe that after Blessed Carlo Acutis is canonized, we will see a large number of youths entering the Church. The impact his life will have on the youth will be astonishing. We will see a widespread conversion among the youths like never before. Blessed Carlo Acutis was born in 1991 and was known for his devotion to the Eucharist and his use of technology for evangelization. Acutis created a website cataloging Eucharistic miracles worldwide before his death from leukemia in 2006 at the age of 15. The path to sainthood for Acutis required the recognition of two miracles. The second miracle, recognized by Pope Francis in May of 2024, involved the healing of Valeria Valverde, a young Costa Rican woman who suffered severe head trauma from a bicycle accident. After her mother prayed at Acutis's tomb, Valverde made a full recovery against all medical predictions. Acutis's canonization has generated widespread enthusiasm among Catholics globally, particularly among youth. His life serves as an example of how faith can thrive in contemporary society, inspiring numerous initiatives aimed at engaging young people within the Church. Blessed Carlo Acutis, pray for us.